This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, August 29th. Well, tough news in the wheat market Wednesday as traders learn Egypt has another supplier. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat also slipped a little bit. That Egypt did buy some French wheat, and that kind of took something away from us. That means that the U.S. supplies really have nowhere to go. I think that for the October shipment that went to France really kind of gives us a little bit of a signal that European competition is going to be relatively fierce. And of course, the news out of there is that their crops are doing very, very well. They are expecting pretty big yield. That definitely will keep wheat from really rallying much, definitely keeping them from following corn and beans, which were a little bit more on the rise today. So everything's going to be day to day, but we are definitely in a weather market right now.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 1.5 at 473. September corn was up 5.75 at 363.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 555 to 575. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were down 0.5 point, ranging from 517.25 to 522.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 6.75, ranging from 562.5 to 567.5. Live cattle for August was up 32.5 cents at 105.25. August feeder cattle was up 20 cents at 138.35. And August Class 3 milk was down a penny at 17.59.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.